years of recording?
I was on, finally had a little vacation with my partner, which was nice. And, you know, we didn't go too far because we, you know, we couldn't really go anywhere that we really wanted to go to because of COVID. So we stayed in California, but it was really beautiful. And we went to the coast and we did all kinds of things. It was really, really fun. But one thing that has been really up for me and really this trip, you know, really sort of brought it front and center. And I'm sure that many of you have also been experiencing just the wonky wonk that's going on with our climate. You know, up here, we really feel it. We had 112 one day, and we had several days of 110. This is a first. And we had probably 10 days straight in the above 105. It was just brutal. It's brutal. And so I don't want to do too much doom and gloom. It's only Monday. And I know we've talked about impermanence before, and so we all know about that. I wanted to talk about is, you know, with all that is arising in our landscape, you know, our social, our societal landscape, here with the planet, and you know, what is it that keeps us going? What is it that keeps us here? What keeps us practicing? Or so I thought I would talk a little bit about faith, sort of the opposite of all of this fear and doubt. I know faith is a loaded word, so it's not like I know in a religious context sometimes it conjures some feelings for us, but this is faith in faith in the practice, faith in the Dharma, faith, trust, you know, trust in your own Buddha nature, or trust in the nature of humanity. Trust, faith in the universe, sometimes we refer to. So this is a faith that somehow we tap into. And so I just wanted to talk about that, that confidence, that trust, that conviction. I don't want to talk too much because actually I want to give you a good amount of time to talk with one another. So, interestingly enough, dukkha, or our challenges, our difficulties, whatever it is we're going through, is the supportive condition for faith in this tradition, in this practice. So it's kind of this gateway. So we often come to practice or you know, some type of practice or activity that you know, that is helpful, that is nourishing to us, supportive to us through suffering. Many of us have probably come to this practice inspired by some form of suffering. So through our challenges, we reach toward something concrete. We reach toward something that we have faith in, that which we believe in. We have confidence, trust, conviction, and deep knowing. And so it's that that keeps us going through difficult times. And so, you know, why Dharma? Why meditation? We must have some amount of faith, because we keep coming here and sitting down, you know? Even though I'm not, you know, enlightened or fully enlightened, none arhat, I still come and sit down. Why do we do that? So there's a, we've talked about dependent origination. which is sort of the story of samsara, sort of the Buddha's way of breaking down cycles of death and rebirth, and how, or the cycles of suffering. And so how just by contact, you know, there's a chain, we have aversion or clinging. And so there's this chain of behavior that perpetuates this cycle, and we call it dependent origination. It's where one condition conditions the next. So we unfold in this way, but there's also a converse, and it's called transcendental or liberative co-arising. And I'm not going to get too far into it because it's a pretty big teaching, but I just wanted to mention it because faith, suffering is actually the first link. And this is the opposite. So this is the way toward freedom. This is the way toward liberation from samsara. And so it begins with suffering. And through that process that I just spoke about, we reach toward something solid, something concrete, something that we believe in. So faith is the next link. And it leads us through to joy, to rapture, tranquility, happiness, concentration, knowledge and vision of things as they really are, disenchantment, dispassion, and emancipation. So when we move in this direction toward our practice, working with our practice, working with the Dharma, the ripple effect is the unfolding is said to be in this way. So I just want to put that out there. So I've been thinking or working with in recent days with shared wisdom. And so as a Sangha, you know, we hold a lot of wisdom. And in this type of, you know, in going through just sort of thing after thing after thing here, in some ways, and there's a lot of lovely things that have been happening as well. But I think it might be, it's beneficial for us to share, you know, how it is that we show up, how it is that we keep going, you know, what it is that we reach for. So I wanted to give us some time to engage in that. And so, and we'll talk a bit more afterward. And so, Stephen, I want to, in a few minutes, in a minute or so, to break us into groups of three, and we'll take about 10 minutes. And I want to put this in the chat so that you can refer to it in your groups. And so I'm going to give you these prompts now, and we'll have them in the chat. And you can speak to any or all of it. And the first is, what concerns you the most, or what is most heartbreaking for you in regard to our present circumstances? On this planet, in the natural world, whatever it is, in regard to climate change or COVID. So what concerns you the most? What is most heartbreaking? Also, in what ways do you avoid or ignore these feelings? In what ways do you or can you use these feelings. And how does trust or faith arise for you? So they're in the chat, so you can refer to them. And so we'll break into groups of three, and we'll have about 3 minutes each. We'll go for about 10 minutes or so. And then we'll come back here. We'll have some discussion. So about 3 minutes each. Stephen, if you would break us into groups of three. Oh, lovely. Thank you. Turn.
Recording in progress.
Yay. Welcome back. Welcome back. Yes, Stephen and I were just talking about just imbalance, balance and imbalance. And I was just saying how I think that our imbalance, you know, how we have, you know, maybe too much water here, not enough there, fires over here, flooding over there. You know, it's internal imbalance that is manifesting, you know, externally. You know, we do things like the river dam or, you know, whatever it is. And it's this kind of thinking that has caused our present situation. And I do have faith in us, though. If we roll out, different incentive programs or different, anything, solar, electric vehicles, the way that we did the vaccine, I think we might be onto something. So anyhow, I'm curious how your groups went. And we only have a couple of minutes. Gosh darn it, I was trying so hard to have some time to hear from you. I wonder if there's one person who would like to share anything that came up for you around this topic of faith and how it manifests and or whatever else you spoke about. Anyone interested in sharing with the large group today? Okay, well, I have a poem for you that I'm going to read. And it's a poem by a great Zen master, Thich Nhat Hanh. It's very short. It's very sweet. It's called Kiss the Earth. He says, walk and touch peace every moment. Walk and touch happiness every moment. Each step brings a fresh breeze. Each step makes a flower bloom. Kiss the earth with your feet. Bring the earth your love and happiness. The earth will be safe when we feel safe in ourselves. So just coming back to that trust, that place of confidence, why do we return to the seat and cultivating balance in our lives? And I think we will see more balance manifesting. So I will leave it there. Thank you so much for your practice today.
Syra, thank you so much for your talk and for the group, and thank everybody for participating. So let's sit together for a minute or two as we dedicate the merit today.